The expert that's brave enough to say the word deciduous. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower. Rosie on the house.
You know, if you're doing cleanup, I know the perfect glove for the, you know, picking up around the house. It's on the e-store at rosieonthehouse.com.
The Thorn Armor gloves. Those were a big hit at Shade yesterday.
Oh, man. I tell you, I love mine. I've got these torch cactuses with the real fine needles. I can just trim, dispose. They're fantastic.
We did have a one person in Tucson that was saying that it doesn't protect enough in between their fingers. They were messing with, like, preparing prickly pear jelly. I mean, that's not exactly what these are for. No. They're more puncture proof for the palms. So if you're trimming your thorn natives, ebonies, palo verdes, mesquites, they work great for that. If you're working with cleaning up agaves, you know, they get a lot of those shoots, so you just rip right in there with your hand and grab it out. But prickly pear and choya, there's so many little fine needles.
Yeah, those could find a way in there.
Cradle them with your palms, folks. Take it from me.
The Thorn Armor puncture proof gloves at the Rosie on the House e-store. Great application. Thank you, Gary. Desert fern.
Well, it's one of our Arizona native trees. It's, you know, it grows. It's naturalized here in the desert. It's native to Mexico. It's a great tree. In defense of native trees as opposed to non-natives, you'll always have more success growing them, maintaining them, because they have fewer natural problems. They're adapted to our soil conditions, adapted to our temperature, and you just have fewer issues with them. They tend to grow more shrub-like, closer to the ground. They're not going to get as tall and leggy as most of our desert trees are more shrub-like in appearance and profile. It's a beautiful tree. It doesn't have any thorns. It sometimes can be deciduous in a colder winter. You might have a brief time of losing its leaves. It's a little bit high litter, so I wouldn't put one of these around a pool because they have these little half-inch diameter puffball yellow flowers in the spring. If you got room for them, they're pretty cool. I like them a lot. It's one of my favorite trees. They're multi-trunk generally, so they have a beautiful architectural contribution to the landscape. And you can't go wrong with a Lysoloma. It's referred to as a desert fern because they have a fern-like leaf that's very elegant and beautiful. That's our tree of the month, and I love them a lot. There's one of my go-to trees. They're kind of slow growing, max out at about 20 feet of height. So don't expect this one to grow like a Palo Verde or one of the hybrid mesquites. It's going to be a lot slower getting established, but you won't be disappointed if you want that tree. That's not going to be you don't want to have a tiger by the tail after 2 or 3 years having one of those very aggressively growing other trees that's going to possibly outgrow its landscape. Original landscape purpose or its location, Lysoloma would be a good choice.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, text to 411-923, or you can email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And during the break, I need to show you this picture of this Palo Verde tree. We got one that a listener sent in that's a little torn up. Another texter said that they heard in Sun City Grand alone, there was 800 common area trees down.
Yeah.
800.
Well, in driving around town over the last week, and I've done more driving in the last 2 weeks than I have in any two-week period in the last year or so, just crisscrossing town trying to relieve some of the pressure off of my sales team who are just, you know, backed up. Quite a bit, and you can't drive down any of the major arteries across town without seeing trees down everywhere, and they're not getting picked up because the municipalities are overwhelmed. I just saw a large commercial landscape company with a crew out this morning. I mean, everybody's working overtime to try to dig out from under this massive storm, And some of the communities still don't have power. We've had several of our customers this week who still don't have power from a while back. They're all living in motels. You know, the insurance companies are putting them up while they try to get them unburied.
We had the longest power outage 2 weeks ago that we've had. Gosh, probably I think as long as I've ever lived in Whitman.
Well,
it was a couple hours long, and back to the New River days power outage style. We had the kerosene lanterns down and lit in a couple different rooms. We were playing cards by the firelight. It was almost a disappointment when the power came back on.
It's only for a couple hours. It can be fun, man. Some of our customers are really, really hurting. In fact, we love this monsoon cycle, and most of us who've lived here in the valley love it when we start getting these thunderstorms that roll in the afternoons and get the lightning show. But when it turns bad, I just feel so badly for so many of our customers who lost significant large trees, and it's just to see these, you know, beautiful trees that have been in there 40, 50, 60 years, a few of them that are just now gone. And they, one of them just, you know, we completely crushed a home. The family's very fortunate that someone wasn't hurt or killed, because they just got out the front door, you know, just in time as it crushed the entire home. So they're, there's some big trees down.
We'll talk about it, trying to decide if your tree is salvageable, or if it's time to chip it and compost it and help it give life to a new tree.